Kneeling in the foreground is St. Barbara, her imposing pyramidal shape almost spilling into the viewer's space. Her own father wields the sword, about to behead his daughter because she refused to renounce her Christian faith. The four bystanders on the left observe the drama with interest, but the rich surface texture and opulent decorative details are what truly engage us. Lucas Cranach painted the work as newly appointed court artist to Frederick the Wise of Saxony. The courtly attire reflects his patron's tastes, but also helps to convey the ancient story. Arms and Armor curator Don LaRocca explains.
Viewers in the 16th century were used to seeing armor and weapons all the time. They were daily sights. He takes elements of armor that a viewer in the early 16th century would recognize, but then changes them, makes them look slightly old-fashioned. The executioner who's holding this great sword above his head, that is a type of sword that was used in the 16th century, but it's been slightly exaggerated. The sleeves of his costume, on the other hand, are very contemporary. The style is called puffed and slashed because of the billowing effect of the fold and then the curving slashed effect in the fabric. Even on the striped hose that he's wearing on his legs, again, are something that soldiers of that time wore.
Take a look at the figure on the far left.
His costume also has interesting features, such as the skirt that he has. There's a long series of kind of tabs hanging down over his thighs. And those really lend an air of exoticism, because those are actually based on costumes of South American Indians from Brazil that were being depicted in woodcuts in Germany right around this time, beginning about 1500 or so. And that being the natives of Brazil at that time being considered the Indies would have been a signpost for the viewer of a painting such as this, that this was taking place in a very far off and exotic place.